This is Empower Radio.
Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Magic of Life Radio with international coach and law of attraction expert Max Ryan, sharing with you many spiritual and metaphysical tools so you can apply them to live in the magic of life. From the details of the law of attraction to A Course in Miracles, Max's depth of knowledge and ability to make complex concepts simple and applicable has earned him the reputation of being the spiritual how-to guy. Now here's your host, Max Ryan.
Good morning, good evening, or good afternoon, wherever you happen to be in this whole world. This is Max Ryan, and you're listening to the Magic of Life Radio here on Empower Radio. And if I haven't said it before, it's interesting. There's a lot of incredible shows on Empower Radio, and I have such a busy schedule, and as I know a lot of people do. But this last week, I listened to a few radio shows here, and I have listened to a lot of them, but this week I listened to a couple, and I'm just going to really put it out there for all of you that listen to my show to check out a few, you know, check out a few shows, because there's great information for you. There's wonderful information to help you in your life, you know, with a variety of things, which I really, really love. That's why I love Empower Radio and being a part of this Empower family. So check out all of the other shows here on Empower Radio. All right. So I have a question for you. Well, I have a couple of questions for you. Are you someone that uses money as the determining factor in fulfilling the dreams of your life? Or are you constantly saying things like, I can't afford that. I'll never afford that. Are you saying things like that? I can't afford it. I can't afford it. Or do you say things like, if I only had the money, I could da-da-da-da-da, whatever it is. Well, if you answered yes to any of those questions, or all of them, and a lot of people do, that's what this show is all about today. The show is all about the green stuff. And when I wrote the green stuff, I was like, well, it's also gold and silver and yellow, and it's also colorless, because most money these days is energy that's flowing through the air. So this is a show that I think most people need to hear, myself included. And I'm going to tell you stories about how I have overcome my mindset about money and how I have become, and I'll talk about this. People have called me the king of attracting free, and it's the bad word for feces. So I attract free things all the time, and I'm going to teach you how I did that today. So say yes if that sounds good. Awesome. So let me just tell you a few things about myself and what's going on. If you need to know more about me and what I do, you can go to attractpositiveresults.com, and there you can sign up for a 5-day video training. It's all about the law of attraction and manifesting in your life. They're really good videos. They're powerful. There's a lot of information in those, and those are my gift to you. So sign up there. And so what I do is I call myself a positive results mentor and a spiritual teacher. I teach people to really change their mindsets around anything in their life and really start to attract the positive results in any area, in their relationships, in their career, in their relationship with themselves, of course, because that's the most important relationship. And I do that by working with people one-on-one. I am a coach, certified coach, and I do workshops and I do trainings. I have the radio show. I have free groups. I have lots of things going on. And I do, most of my work is based around a couple of things. And the couple of things that it's based around is something called A Course in Miracles, which is a spiritual psychological mind study program that helps us to really move in our life from fear to love. Say yes if that sounds good. And I also really get into helping people understand about manifesting and the law of attraction. Because when you really understand it and you understand it's not just going, I wish, I wish, I wish, you can start to change your life for the better. So that's what I do. And I want to tell you that this week I am excited because we have closed casting for my brand new project called The Positive Principle Show, which is going to be a new kind of reality show. We're going to be taking, me and my colleague Polly Wyrum are going to be taking four everyday people, and we're going to follow them through 8 weeks on a live Google Plus Hangout show. It's kind of a reality show, which is kind of a cross between Oprah Super Soul Sunday and The Voice. So we're going to see people change over these 8 weeks. And as we see them change, they're going to be coached by myself and by Polly. And the audience, you, will be able to learn all these principles along with these participants that are going to be in the show. And it's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast. So we closed casting. We're having our final interviews. I'm so excited. And casting is going to be announced next week. And the show starts on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, so it's going to be on St. Patrick's Day. I love it. So that's a big thing that's happening for me. So I'd like you to go to my website and attractpositiveresults.com. You can get all the information for that. And Alaska, here's the deal. I am teaming up with the incredible Sunny Dawn Johnston, who, if you don't know, she's an incredible intuitive and a teacher, and she's incredible. Sunny Dawn Johnston and my colleague Polly Wyrum in Alaska in June for 5 days. It's called Angels, Afterlife, and the Law of Attraction in Alaska. Get that alliteration? Angels, Afterlife, Law of Attraction in Alaska. It's going to be wonderful, and it's so affordable. It's so affordable, and we're going to be in Alaska at the most beautiful time of the year, and it's before March 15th. It's only $299. There's going to be 3 full-day workshops. There's going to be an Alaska healing fair going on. You're going to have a retreat, basically, where you're going to learn, you're going to grow. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you're going to get to meet me and Sunny and Polly, and we're going to have a great time. So before March 15th, if you're interested, please, please, please. And there's only a limited number of seats. It's only $299. That's it. Okay? All right. So that's my spiel. Now we're going to get into the show. Now, here's the deal. I usually pull a card before the show, but as my producer Dylan knows, I did pull a couple cards for him. So I want to spend this day really getting into this last 20 something minutes. I really want to get into this idea about the green stuff, about money and prosperity. Okay, so money, you know, I'm telling you, if there's anything in the world that we tend to have issues around or blockages about, it is the idea of money. Okay? Now, if you are perceptive, I just said the idea of money. I didn't say that money itself was a block. I'm going to say that again. The idea of money, the money itself is not a block. Because really, listen to me on this, you get it. Of itself, money is really just energy. Well, actually, it's just paper or metal or a number on a computer, like I was saying, which we're projecting energy upon, okay? But like everything else in the universe, it's just energy. Everything is energy, you know? So like the seat that you might be sitting in right now listening, or the a book that you might be reading, you know, the thoughts that you're thinking, the thoughts you're thinking about the book, they are all energy. Okay, it's all this neutral energy that's going around. You know, this is, you know, when you really study quantum physics, and I would really recommend you watching What the Bleep Do We Know? It's a great introduction to quantum physics. You know, I want you to get this. There's just this energy going on, but there is literally, there's no book energy or chair energy or box energy or money energy. It's all potential energy. What is it, everyone? It's potential energy. This is all just potential energy. What makes a book or a chair or money, a money, is the meaning that you or as a human collective have placed on it, which creates what it actually is. I'm going to say that again. What makes a book, or money, money, or a computer, is the meaning that you have placed upon it. Everything in the world is just a manifestation of a thought of energy. It is creative. We are creating at all times, okay? We're creating individually in our lives, and as I said, we are creating collectively in our lives. There is a collective vibration around money, and that is what's creating how you see money and the meaning that money is for you. Just okay, so if you follow this line of reasoning, you'll see that you have placed so much emphasis on money in ways that don't serve you. Okay? We make money, really, we make money the determining factor in almost every decision in our lives. Say us if that's true. We do things because we either have enough for this, or we don't have enough for something else, or because we can't afford it, right? I'm not endorsing being financially responsible here. I just want to put that caveat on everything that I'm going to say here. This is not about being financially irresponsible, but what I am suggesting is that you allow other options into the mix when it comes to money. And hear me clearly, money and making it the determining factor in everything that is important in your life. Okay? We have to start to change what we think about money. Money is just a thing. It's just a thing. We are making it. I'm going to say it again because I really believe that, you know, this is all about a mindset. This is mindset work. And if you're new to this, you know, it might be like, what are you talking about? And it might be like, you know, maybe he's making sense here. We are creating the meaning of everything that is in the world, okay? So if you're making money, you have created the meaning that money is the determining factor if you live the life of your dreams, if you get the house, if you if you get the Porsche. I always say Porsche because Porsche is my favorite car. if you're always doing that, it's always going to stay far away from you on some level. It will. It will, because you're saying, I don't have money, and if I had money, I don't have money if I had money, I don't have money if I had money. You're always, always, always making money the determining factor. I'm here to tell you, open up your perception that you can have things, you can attract things to you that you personally don't have the money for in the bank. How's that done, you say, Max? I have a lot of examples. But personally, when I really got this, that I was using money or the lack of it to block all that I wanted to create or experience in my life, and that I could just change that, meaning of money and that it's a block, then when I really got it and I did the work and I started really doing the work, everything shifted for me. So just identifying that I did not have to buy into this mass illusion that money is the only way to accomplish what I wanted to live, wanted or live my dreams, it was huge for me. There is a mass consciousness that says money is king. And this is what I say to people all the time, you're making money God. You know, in Christian traditions, they say no other idols before me. We are always, always, always putting money as the idol. God, universe, source, divine is much more powerful than money. You gotta get it. It's so much more powerful. So once I really saw this clearly, I started to heal my dysfunctional relationship with money. I mean, it was dysfunctional. It was like, had a lot, had none, then I had some, then none, then it was just all over the place. But I opened up to abundance coming into my life in so many other ways than just having the right amount of green stuff to pay for what I wanted. See, I realized that if I wanted something or experience of something in my life, I didn't have to have the actual money to have it. I mean, like I said, I know that's a tough concept for you to get, but just follow me here. I had the realization that if what I wanted to do or experience in my life was in alignment with my true self, and at the same time, I could open my mind up enough, it could come to me in many other ways other than just by having money to get it. I could give you, like I said, hundreds of examples in my life that show you how this change in perception, about money versus having what I want to manifest in my life. I mean, it almost happens on a daily basis for me, but I'm just going to give you one fun and really powerful example. A few years back, I had this realization that I really had what I guess they call it wanderlust. Wanderlust. I wanted to travel. Excuse me. I really wanted to travel. I had traveled a little bit before. And when I traveled, it was always one of those things that made my heart sing. You know, those things that just make you go, oh, I love this. You know, not everybody wants to travel. And when they travel, they're upset. They don't feel good. For me, it was great. I really loved it. I mean, travel helped me to expand myself. Travel helped me to learn. Travel helped me to see other perspectives on life. Travel gave me the opportunity to see, I mean, really the most beautiful places and learn about awesome cultures. Traveling, I'm telling you, it was just plain fun and it was adventurous to me. The problem was I had always held myself from traveling as much as I really, really wanted because of one thing. And what was that? Money, or specifically the lack of it. I mean, I know that sounds familiar. I was just talking to my client the other day saying, I have a vacation, but I'm not going to be able to go because I don't have enough money. Now, there is a practicality in that way, like I said. But the mindset is, oh, ooh, you know, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I still, here's the deal. I still had this, really, it was like a burning desire to see more of the world. And this is big. I didn't know how that might happen without money. Keep in mind, I had been working on healing my relationship with money for quite a while at this point. But I really got, it's like, you know, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I have this burning desire. I stuck with that desire. I wanted to travel. So this really rumbling of wanting to travel that was inside me came to a head, you know, at one real New Year's Eve a few years ago. I was with some friends, and at midnight, we all decided we were going to share one of our intentions for the year. You know, we would say out loud something, maybe you've done this with your friends, that we wished for ourselves for the coming year. So guess what intention I said? Travel. I said travel. And I had no idea how that would happen. That's big, everyone. I don't know how it's going to happen. I just knew I wanted to travel, but I put out the intention. I said it. I committed to it. We all said ours and we had our own and we had a great night. And then we went back into our lives to start the new year. And then it happened. About 2 weeks into the new year, a friend of mine said he wanted to talk to me. So I called him up to see what was up. So my friend, he worked for United Airlines. I had known that. He told me that United and Continental Airlines were merging into one company. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Well, he said that since that was happening, there were lots of changes to his benefits and to his work. And he was not happy about all the changes. But there was one change that he was very happy about. Can you see it coming? Well, it seems that one of the perks of this merger was that United employees were now allowed to add one non-family member to their list of people to fly standby. And all of his friends that he knew, that I would be the one to get most out of this perk. Hello. So that's right. I could then travel anywhere I wanted to in the world virtually free. Sometimes I had to pay a little taxes, but I'm telling you, virtually free. So you also need to know that I had not told this friend anything. I didn't tell this about this New Year's Eve intention or that I was thinking about traveling that much. So since this has happened, I'm telling you, I have traveled more than ever, more than ever. I have used it for business. I have used it for pleasure. I've flown all over the United States, you know, and it's completely free in the United States and all over the world. I just pay, you know, like a little fee depending on where I go, but it's nothing. I'm telling you. I went to Singapore. I flew from New York to Singapore and back, and I paid $40. Hello. So it's huge. I went to France quite a few times. I went to Ireland. I went to Hong Kong. I've been to all over the place, a lot in the United States, of course. And I'm telling you, I mean, it even helped me to go to this is the other thing, helped me to go to on a family vacation to Hawaii that I probably wouldn't have been able to do if I really had to look at the actual money. So now that was it for about 4 or 5 years, and it lasted for about 4 or 5 years. And just a few months ago, he said, okay, you know what? I'm leaving United, so it's not going to happen anymore. But here's the deal. I mean, at first I was like, oh, and I was like, you know what? I have, if I added up all the money that I had saved that I got for free over the last few years, oh my God, I'm telling you, I would have had to pay thousands and thousands of dollars. So that is just one reason, one thing that's happened to me, that to give you a little bit of, gosh, if he can do it, I can do it. You don't need money. You don't need money. You know, this is really one of the biggest manifestations of changing my mind around to having money that I've ever had. And it continues to this day. So this story really proves that you have a wealth and you have prosperity and abundance within you. Prosperity and wealth are an inside job. So searching outside for it may work for a little while and in some forms, but true prosperity takes your mind shift. You've got to change your mind. Everything is about changing your mind. What is it, everyone? It's about changing your mind. Changing your mind. So one powerful way, last few minutes, I want to kind of just go into this. One of the most powerful ways to really start to change your mind is by opening up your mind and perceptions beyond what you categorize as wealth or prosperity. Okay? You know, just a very small time spent being in a mind-shifting energetic can affect your results around money immensely. I'm telling you, if you're listening to this, we just shifted your mindset around money by listening to this. You're opening up to new possibilities, okay? That's one of the greatest ways to do it and go, wow, I don't have to have money. He does it. You know, of course I pay for things, but I am this is such a huge, this has become a belief for me now. And very quickly, I will tell you, if you know my story, I was very sick about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I ended up having no insurance when I got sick. And I was 5 weeks in the intensive care. And I got out and I had a bill of over $190,000. And I knew I didn't have to pay that. I knew it. And guess what? $190,000 medical bill. I paid zero, zero, and all legally and all up front. And it came to me, a program that said that they would pay for everything. So this works if you will change your mind around that you've got to let go, that you need the money for everything. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. So as I mentioned before, you know, this is one of the most important aspects of healing your relationship with money and curing it once and for all is realizing how much you're focusing on that I don't have enough, I don't have enough, or lack, okay? You have to focus instead on abundance and prosperity, even to the extent that, you know, that you're listening to this show shows that you are wanting to change that, okay? So today, and this week, I want you to focus on abundance and prosperity. Let go. Stop saying I can't afford it. Sometimes you have to say, well, you know what? Maybe I can do it in the future. Don't say I can't afford it. That will ruin it all. Say, oh, right now I only have $1,000 and it's 15. You know what? Maybe I can get another 500, you know, in a month or so, or in a week or so, whatever it is. Don't ever say I can't afford it. Stop saying that. Stop it. Stop it. Say, in the future, I will, you know, and some metaphysicians will say, no, don't say in the future. But, you know, it's all a process. Just stop saying I can't afford it. Deal? Deal. But the other thing is I want you to really focus this week on how many abundant, prosperous things are in your life. And if you do that, you will naturally be opening yourself up to allowing more to come in, more opportunities, more experiences, more free crap, okay, including money. So I want you to focus on the things that are abundant in your life. I mean, just for an example, and there's an abundance of oxygen, where you are right now. You know, there's an abundance of steps that you can take while you're walking. Count the steps. Oh, my God, there's a million steps. There's abundance of love from friends. There's an abundance of nature. There's abundance of hairs on your freaking head. An abundance of cells in your body. I mean, it's crazy how many cells there are in body. An abundance of buildings in the city that you live in. Abundance of wood filling up the structure of your home. There's abundance of right now, I'm looking at through a screen in my window. There's abundance of little squares. There's abundance everywhere. There's on the hill behind me. There is abundance of tumbleweeds. They're actually really beautiful. There's abundance of sunshine here in California. There is an abundance. There's an abundance. This list could go on and on and on. You've got to keep looking at the abundance. In my opinion, really, this is one of the most important things that you can do, because I believe that lack or the feeling of lack is one of the most detrimental and biggest blocks to attracting positive results and just having peace and joy in your life. It is one of the most important, because once you realize you have abundance in all forms right now, from then you will focus on manifesting and you might even get free plane tickets. All right. I'll talk to you next week. And remember, I always pray that love will guide you, and unthinkably good things can and do happen. Talk to you later.